Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Yo.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm alive. I'm breathing, so I cannot complain. But let's get right into it. Introduce yourself for all the listeners out there and give us three things you're grateful for.
Awesome. I am Samantha, and I am coming at you guys from the Boston-Cambridge area. Things I'm grateful for would be my health, the ability to move, and the ability to talk and connect with people.
Amen. Cool beans. Well, I invited you onto the show. This is long overdue. But just to talk a little bit about your story and how you got to Boston and what you're doing in Boston, you can go as far you would like to, but bring us up to speed as far as, you know, what you were doing before you got to Boston, and then what brought you to Boston area, and how's life for you so far?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for asking. Thanks for taking the time. And I guess let's start with after college. I'm from New York City, so I moved home to Staten Island in particular, and I studied exercise science, so tried to use that within the personal training realm and did some work in Manhattan, Soho, Tribeca, for anyone who's familiar. And then from there, got my personal training cert and kind of grew with more of the strength conditioning exercise specialties, you know, so I could treat a multiple variety of populations. After doing that, I looked into corporate fitness, so a ton of corporate companies, you know, pharmaceuticals, health insurance, all different things like that. They'll have typically a gym in their building, so they'll hire on a couple specialists to run their programming, nutrition, personal training, and some group classes, and it's a really convenient way. So worked in that area for a little bit, and then really just decided I wanted something new. This career is really broad and there's a lot you could do with it. So it made me look into Boston. For one, I've never really been to the area except really for driving through. And for two, it wasn't too far from New York. I would say a nice distance because you can drive it, you can plane, you can Amtrak. So we have a couple options there for, you know, whenever I want to visit home. And I looked into a few different internships, just trying to boost up my knowledge, and I found one, and it was on the North Shore in Woburn, Mass. On a whim, random roommates, the whole thing, and just tried to figure it out. And then that brought me to finding grad school. My search had been on for grad school for a little while, but I wanted to make sure I kind of know what I wanted to do next. So Merrimack, which is a little bit, maybe 40 minutes away from Boston, north, had a 1-year program full-time, you know, banged it out. It's super enjoyable, but also made a lot of connections, did a little bit of research, had some hands-on experience in a few different areas. So all going along with the fact to just, you know, boost knowledge and experience and really give fields. So took that into fitness management and worked at a few different gyms on the North Shore of Boston, and after that I really just said, you know, what do I wasn't fulfilled, right? Like, what am I looking for in my schedule, in my personal life? Like, you know, what will make me most successful in achieving happiness in both? And from there I looked into higher education, one, because Boston has literally schools within minutes of each other, within walking distance. So and if you have a specialty in health science, you know, health in general, medical. So, I took the exercise and fitness realm into a lab setting at Northeastern from there, and then went on to just really build into higher ed and deviated a little bit off the path where I'm currently am with, which is with the business school in Harvard, but it does all go together at one point or another. And I think the biggest takeaway is, you may not use your degree right out of school, but it's with you and it's just another tool in the toolbox. And I have taken it into basketball training, one-on-one and group training through Beast Basketball. I've taken it through yoga and more certifications there. So it's always, I feel, a work in progress, but you're not, for me at least, I'm not always going to be on that, once, and that's okay. But just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work where you are at in life, I would say, is what I've gathered from the experience. But yeah, so there's a little bit of a roundup.
So I think like a couple of things. It's like, I guess one of the things I grasped, and let me know if I'm a little off here, but it's like being okay with not being content with where you are, meaning like wanting more. Like you might not know what that more is, but you just know that where you're currently at is not where you want to stay. Like, for example, like you probably had a decent standard of living when you were in New York, working at a couple of facilities, probably had a place over your head. You're in New York, so New York's lit, so you're probably enjoying life. It could have been like very easy to stay there and not really seek more. So what would you say to somebody who's like, let's say they're in a comfortable position where they're working at a job, they don't hate it, but they don't love it. Like, what would you say? What do they call it? Golden handcuffs, where you're like making enough to sustain that level of living. Like, what would you say to somebody who might have those golden handcuffs and may know that they want more, but don't really want to go out there and get it because of that uncertainty? What was some like words of wisdom you'd give to them?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I would say for sure it's a lot about your mindset, and that's going to be the driving force because, like you, like me, right? We've all been comfortable and just steady, I would say, but there's so much more out there, and I think that's the driving force for me, and I think I can share that a little bit on you, that there's so much out there and there's always going to be something better and there's always going to be something worse. So really it's up to you if you want to go explore that, and then in my opinion the risk is worth it. And there's just so much opportunity, especially in 2022, right? There's really just so much out there. So if the first path doesn't really work out, there's so many more to explore. And even now, I just like to keep a gauge on what's going on, right? It's not like I'm looking to make a super huge change, but it's just important to understand, what's being developed, right? What changes on the industries, because it all affects us in some way or another. So I think it's just important to be proactive and be aware of what's happening in the world, and then you figure out for yourself if you're ready to take a leap and when that will be.
Right, amen. Yeah, now that's true. You definitely got to be aware of what's going on around you, and that kind of segues us right into the main topic, which is like continued education. Because like I guess some of the certifications you got, they weren't necessarily degrees, but educating yourself on how you can do your job or your task better. So what are some thoughts that you have about that? Like, do you believe, well, I guess obviously you believe in continuing education, but give me your take on why continued education has been a driving force for you. Like you just, I think it was maybe a month ago we talked and you were like, yeah, I'm going to be away for a whole weekend. I'm about to go get another certification. I'm like, hey, how many initials you got to your name so far? So.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's something I enjoy, but also there's more benefits to it. And I would say that really for me, it's about exploring what's out there, but also, being aware, right? Like risk and reward type thing. And if I seeked out graduate school, but as an adult, there comes a lot of expenses with that. So I specifically chose the one I chose because they paid half the tuition and they paid for some other things along the way. So for me, it worked. But if you have the means, keep a lookout for a program that fits you. But if you don't, there's a lot of, part-time gigs. There's some paid internships out there. There or things like that. So I would just say anywhere to get your foot in the door and build up, because you hear a ton of stories where people have started from the lowest of the low, right? And they're at the top of their company. And so I really just think it's about finding a program or certification, a course, a book that just fits you, and it'll provide value in some way for sure. And I've been in the yoga community for about 10 years. So when I found this other type of yoga I now I'm taking on, it was just a little bit of a difference at the core of it. It's athletic and it's heated, and it's something that I can just add to helping others with what they're feeling, and help them feel a little better each day.
Yeah, I think you said it best. You were like, it's just another tool to add in your tool belt. And that analogy is perfect, because it's like you can never, I mean, if you think about, I'm watching some people doing some digging and building some houses, and it's like you can never have enough tools. Like, you might not use all the tools, but you never know when you'll need a certain tool and how that tool might give you that advantage. And you even said it too, like, it might not be an actual class, or it might not be a course. Like, it could be as simple as a book, but the importance of adding more tools to your tool belt. So I guess on that, because I know you're a reader, you're into all types of things. So what are some of the most influential books, courses, that have, I guess, influenced you, or maybe changed the way that you think, or altered the way that you think? What are, I guess, if you had like a top three, we'll keep it simple. A top
Yeah, that's a great question. And
three.
I was a little bit defeated too at certain points in my 20s, but I was still defeated about, oh my gosh, I spent so much money on this, I didn't use this, or this, or this didn't really go well, or but at the end of the day, you're always going to use it, and you always have so many things where any one of your friends could come to you, and say, hey, I need help with this. And you honestly might know a lot about it in that moment, and that makes it all worth it. So to all different areas and scopes of life. And I would say that I love the Beast Basketball podcast, and I love the Wall Street Journal podcast. And these are just quick 10, 20, 22 minute tops of a wealth of what's going on, what debates are happening, what's the newest thing in tech, why is this happening, right? Like, it's just a quick, and everyone has 22 minutes to listen, and it's just a great thing. And now there's so many different podcasts at our fingertips. So I would really say you it's diligently and plug in, man. Like, what other time where, this weather's so nice right now, we can get outside and walk or hike, which I like to unplug during those moments. But every now and then, if you take a stroll, you look for something new to listen to, and it just broadens who you are as a person and what you know. And then there's a few leadership books, but like, if you're not a book person, right, there's now everything's on audio. So I would say that it's so open, and it's so easy for us in this day and age that something might spark your interest, so you never know.
It's like we're in the information age where we're using our information to make TikToks and dances. It's like back in the day, we used to have to scour libraries to, find the definition of a word. Here, we can literally just, we ain't even got to Google it. We just say, hey, Siri. And Siri got it. So it's like we really got to start using, and not to say like our generation is just a bunch of like buffoons that don't do anything, but I think you're really hitting home the point. Like, we have the tools to be able to add more tools into our tool belt. It's just a matter of, and I think one, and maybe we can even dive into this a little bit, is it's about the circle of people that you're around as well. Like, I think it was last summer. You had like put me on game to the app Public, and like, hey, Public is a for those who don't know, Public is a platform where you can, it's basically like, think about it like a social media about stocks, where people can share information about, what's trending, what stocks they're buying, what stocks they sold, and so on and so forth. And it's like, if you're not around people who are also trying to get more tools in their tool belt, you're going to be content with the tools that you have in your tool belt, because you're going to feel like it's enough. And not that that's a bad thing, because I don't think contentment is a bad thing, but it's kind of like that person, that player that wants to get better at basketball but doesn't want to shoot shots, like doesn't want to get in the gym. It's kind of like that. Like if you want to be better, like if you want to improve or change something, like you have to do something different. So like what would you say are a couple qualities that you would look for when you're trying to create like your circle of influence? That doesn't necessarily have to be friends, but that could be mentors, that could be like what are some key characteristics and qualities that you look for when you're looking to like engage with somebody as far as like allowing them into your circle of influence?
Great question. So I would start with confidence, just in being a leader or even just explaining something or just the way you go about things. And I would then say a good listener, someone you can bounce ideas off of, someone who will actually hear you out. And then really people with a good sense of humor, right? I mean, it's not It's it, you know, people make mistakes, people have ideas, people don't agree on everything together, but it's just nice to kind of keep it light, but at the same token, have some other people who you can really, carve out time and get through sticky situations, but and then at the same token, have fun, go exploring, things like that. And yeah, like, what are their habits? What do they care about? And it's just that perks up certain types of conversation. And, the ones that I enjoy most are may align with the people that I surround myself with.
Word. So as we're getting towards the end, closing time, if you were talking to 17, 18-year-old Samantha, she ambitious Samantha from New York that wants to go take on the world like Pinky and the Brain, what is some like piece of information that you would give young Samantha? Like what is one thing that you would tell her as she's going into her journey?
One thing I would tell her is don't be so hard on yourself, because I definitely was, and I definitely would. I sacrificed a lot, especially in the socialization realm, just because I was so focused on getting to the next place and didn't want any disturbances or distractions. But there's a balance with everything. So I would just say don't be so hard on yourself and find that balance and find that flow of life. And but I've learned from it now, and I think I do a better job now.
So I guess last thing, if somebody wanted to connect with you, let's say you got a possible mentee out there that's like, yo, I want to be like Sam one day. How do they connect with you? Do you have a Instagram, TikTok? Like, what's the word?
Oh yeah, well that's so great, and I'm always open to that for sure. I would say definitely we could start with Instagram, and my tag is my initials. It's SJAL_5. That's where you can find me, and I would say we could stick to that for sure, and that could definitely spark some conversation. But yeah, it's a great way to see photos and cool places, definitely around Boston for sure, but great platform to see different things and places to go if you're into that.
Yeah, see what other people are into, right? I feel like you can
Yeah,
definitely
for sure. Just brings
decide.
about so much ideas, and especially with the nice weather, what better way to spend it than outside?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Samantha, Sam, I am Green Eggs and Ham. I appreciate you hopping on the podcast. Long overdue. We'll definitely have you back on sometime soon whenever the schedules align for sure. But I definitely got value out of this conversation for sure. It definitely helped me put some things into perspective in my own life. So I definitely.
Likewise, thank you for having me. This has been great. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, for sure. All right. You have a great weekend. Stay outside. I'm in Cincinnati right now. It's going to be 70 today. So
Oh.
I'm sure up there it's probably something similar.
Yeah, we're getting there into the 60s already.
Word. Well, I send you with love, Sam. All
Enjoy.
right, peace.
Peace.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all, be great.